Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
You're very welcome back to Lunchtime Live with Anna Daly in for Andrea this week. And that is Tennis by West End girl Lily Allen, her new album. There's been great excitement on the Lunchtime Live team today as we all scrambled to get tickets for her three arena gig. We did get them on pre-sale, by the way. And we're all talking about music, about dancing, and it got us all talking about the various nights out that we would have had when we were younger and the distinct lack of nightclubs for young people now. For a lot of young people, they're a thing of the past. And there's plenty of us that would have hated to think of a big night out when we were younger if we didn't end up on a dance floor. So it got us thinking, what would it mean for the future of Irish nightclubs if nightclubs were to disappear into oblivion? And what impact would it have on the people who work in the industry? Coley DJ Champagne, who's well known to lots of you, is with me on the line. Do you think nightclubs need to be saved, Coley?
Yes, for sure. I mean, being a DJ.
Yes, kind of important.
Obviously I do, but more so like from the point of view as a punter, I definitely think so. I've grown up in Galway and I still live here. And I've been lucky to like travel the world with music, play in nightclubs in China, Australia, India, tons of places. And their importance is like felt worldwide. So I think especially in a nation known for our party atmosphere and like our ability to socialize, not having nightclubs would almost feel like a loss of Irish life, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you. We were chatting about it today and, you know, we all have great kind of memories of, you know, sweaty dance floors and nightclubs and college days and, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And it's all very positive memories, I suppose, in turn, and so important in terms of socializing, expanding your, you know, your network of friends, meeting people, meeting partners. From a work point of view, I guess, you know, you'll do gigs and events and all that kind of stuff. But the bread and butter, I guess, is the nightclub gig, is it?
Yes. I mean, like, you know, I wouldn't be where I am in terms of music without myself and a friend, Evan Campbell, who's a really well-known DJ called Kedema. We used to play every Saturday night together in the, like, room two of a nightclub here in Galway called Carbon, which closed in 2019, I think. So I wouldn't have a job if it wasn't for that, you know what I mean? I like speaking from my own perspective, I then used to work in a club called Electric here, and then I used to work in a club called Hanger up in Dublin, and we used to play in a variety of different clubs up in Dublin as well. So like, you know, if I was to start DJing now, I think it would be extremely difficult to do the, like, to have the same music career that I do have today. But I also think, like, you know, like, aside from that, I think clubs are just super important for, like, not even just younger people, just people in general. And I mean, I'm only 28 and I sound like I'm 50 years old talking about nightclubs back in my day. You know what I mean?
Back in the good old days. Yeah. Coley, are there any kind of standout nightclubs or obvious nightclub spots now in Galway?
Well, Electric definitely still is on the go. I think because there isn't as many clubs, like I think, say, when I was in college, which is 10 years ago, which is crazy, there was four or five, give or take, nightclubs. And they all kind of had like various audiences. And Electric was kind of the more alternative one. But, you know, it always blew my mind when I went to Dublin that you could have an actual like fully alternative venue that would play like underground dance music, for example. And it will always be difficult in Galway to do that because it's so much of a smaller place. But so because so many of those other places have gone now, it's definitely more difficult, I think, for Electric to cater to a specifically alternative audience, you know, in terms of music and stuff.
Yeah.
But before COVID, for example, there is a venue here called the Roisin Love. And I feel like they're like were specifically live venue, but since COVID, I've worked with them a ton on putting like alternative dance nights on, and now it's probably known as the best like alternative
And really well known. And I think everyone around the country has heard of or been to a gig in the Roisin Dove at some stage. Let me bring in DJ and spokesperson for Give Us the Night campaign. Robbie Kitt is on the line. Robbie, do we need more nightclubs? Are they important?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I totally agree with what Cody said there as well. Like, I think like there's very few places as kind of unique as a dance floor that kind of brings together people and physical infrastructure. And I think more than ever, to be honest, like, you know, it's well documented now that Ireland is considered to be the loneliest country in Europe. Something that I think is often lost in this conversation as well is that, you know, there's people that make a lot of money out of our loneliness. Social media is kind of really sucking up a lot of people's social time, so they're not really spending as much time in physical infrastructure and around each other together as much as they might have used to in the past. So I think these things that kind of have inherent value in that regard. Do you know what I mean? Like, then it's good for people to come and share space together, and kind of not saying that these dance floors are necessarily a panacea to all of society's problems, but at the same time, the kind of experience that you have on a dance floor is quite unique in that regard.
And it's certainly a nice escape, as anyone who's ever gone to a nightclub with their friends will, you know, appreciate, I think. But it seems to me now it's more about these boutique kind of DJ sessions and pop-ups. I'm joined by two young people, and making me feel very old. Dylan Hand, what's the crack with you now in terms of nightclubs? Do you enjoy them? Do you want more of them?
I've spent a lot of time in nightclubs, particularly over the last few years, just been in college.
In Dublin?
In Dublin in particular. I'm from Carlow myself, so we have a nightclub in Carlow, luckily enough. But I'd much rather socialise in a pub. I feel like you're getting more for your money in a pub. The price of the drink is cheaper. You can have a conversation in a pub, which you can't really have if you're on the dance floor of a nightclub. I do understand the argument that young people want to go somewhere to dance and to have fun, listen to music. But then we have an awful lot of really good curated music venues across the country as well, that if a DJ has a set on there, I feel like it's a lot better for the people that are going for solely music.
They're much more organised though, aren't they?
Yeah, definitely. I think like if you look at even nightclubs in Ireland over the last, you know, 25 years or so, like I was looking it up this morning, we had 522 at the turn of the century and now we're down to 83 at the start of the year. I think that speaks volumes, to be honest with you. Like there's a lot of demand that's slipping. Like if you think 522, that means we nearly had a nightclub in every town at one stage. And now we don't. You know, we have, you know, there's a lot in Dublin, which I've went to quite a few.
Is there still a lot in Dublin, though?
There still is quite a lot. I know there's obviously in town the main few, like Coppers in particular, are quite popular. But we've lost the kind of rural edge that I think a lot of people used to enjoy. Like you hear stories of old of, you know, foam parties and such that, you know, and beach nights and people dressing up that just don't exist anymore. And, you know, that's sad. But at the same time, I think the current nightclub needs to be maybe changed slightly. You know, there's talk of opening times and such, but I think is a really important aspect. You know, when you look at other countries in Europe, for example, like I think the average is about, you know, 6:30 a.m. before you're getting kicked out, whereas here it's 2:30.
And there's some European, like Berlin, Brussels, do nightclubs to an incredible level, don't they? But not everyone is as kind of, I suppose, sensible as you are. You know, they don't care about having a conversation. They want to throw themselves around a dance floor. Daniela Rana is with us as well. What's your take on it, Daniela, as another young person in your 20s?
I'm 21 and I honestly, I agree with Dylan on everything he said, but in terms of myself, I wouldn't go too often to a nightclub, but I just think it's so important that the option is there. I think in terms of nightclubs in particular, it's just such a huge, it's an important coming of age I suppose, phase of your life growing up. I think, you know, I think we can all remember when we were teenagers and we were going to our very first teen disco and we were finally allowed to do it. And then when we turned 18, we could finally legally drink and, you know, go out and socialize legally, like I said. So I think it's just an important element of growing up. And it's an important transition period as well into adulthood, so to speak. So, I mean, in terms of nightclubs, I mean, I personally live in Longford. I'm not familiar with the nightlife scene in Dublin, but in Longford, like I was actually looking at statistics myself this morning, and from the 83 that we have in the country left, we only have 2 in Longford.
So, and are they two that you would go to?
Yeah, I've been to both. And honestly, they're fantastic. But the thing is, you know, we don't have any other options. And that's the problem I find in rural Ireland, because, you know, if anybody wants to go out to socialise, be it, you know, in whether you're in your 40s or whether you're in your 20s, you're both going to the same place. So I find that sometimes, you know, the music genre or the music taste might not apply to every single demographic that's there. So that's why maybe some people, including young people, might not be or might be deterred nowadays to go. But again, as I say, there's only two in Longford. So if you want to go out dancing on a Saturday night, that's where you're going to go.
You see, I wonder, and I'm going to bring in Robbie if he's still on the line on this as well. You're saying you enjoy them. They are part of your social fabric and, you know, you have great fun at them, but you don't go all the time. Is that the difference, Robbie? Because when I was going to nightclubs, we were religiously going every week, maybe once or twice during the summer as well.
Yeah, well, listen, definitely people's behaviours have definitely changed, I think. But I think what also is really important to keep in mind here is that we do face some of the most restrictive kind of opening hours and conditions for nightclubs, gig venues, music venues. You know, something with our campaign, we've been going since 2004. I've been involved since 2018. You know, we've set up a task force within the government. We had a massive public consultation. There's been a huge amount of work done on this. And what we've been looking for the entire time has been kind of moderate, very modest changes to licensing laws that go back to the 1920s, you know, the Public Dance Halls Act of 1935.
And what are you looking for?
So essentially what we're looking for is a modernization of this, of a very archaic system. You know what I mean? We have, as kind of some of your younger contributors have outlined, some of the most restrictive opening hours in the entirety of Europe. Contained within that is, like, you know, things like costs that are required to open every single night that you want to open past 12 o'clock. These things, like, I think one of the biggest barriers really to people going out is affordability. And, you know, these types of really costly licensing systems, they don't really create, I suppose, much of a opportunity for affordable options to be presented to young people.
So what's the ideal closing time to make it commercially viable, Robbie?
I think, well, if, you know, if we're being realistic, in Dublin, I think you would have demand for 5 to 6 a.m. However, you can set out in the legislation that, you know, it's up to the discretion of a judge. So in rural context, there might not be as much of demand for 5 to 6 a.m. Maybe it's more 3 or to 4. But again, that can be up to the discretion. I think that there would be a wee estimate around 5 to 10 venues in Dublin that would really make use of 5, 6 o'clock closing times on Friday night. And at the moment, you know, you have much more increased policing in Dublin City. You have the proliferation of more 24-hour bus routes. So I think places like Dublin are quite primed for that type of change. You know, something as well that I would really advocate for is the use of kind of different types of spaces. I think what Dylan said about not being able to have a conversation in nightclub, I think that's also down to the kind of infrastructural constraints that we face in Ireland. But we do have multidisciplinary kind of cultural spaces like art centres and theatres.
But Robbie, if I think of nightclubs that I used to go to, like the likes of the Reynards, the Pod, trying to think, Crystal, they were multi-levels. There was different rooms, different vibes, you know, indie music, dance music. There was a quieter bar. Are we not getting any of that anymore? Is that the problem?
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, the chill out room, I think, is like something that if you go to a club in Berlin or in continental Europe, you'll find spaces within nightclubs where you can sit down and have a conversation with people, and you can maybe listen to music that is not necessarily high tempo, high octane dance music. You know, again, these things are constraints of the system that we live in. And that like reduction that we've kind of outlined for many, many years of the loss of dance venues, it's down to the kind of the way in which the government has really responded to this. Now, these changes aren't that complicated. I've written a bill myself which would allow, you know, theater license holders to open their doors later, which would, I think, help you, like, different types of multidisciplinary cultural spaces open their doors later at night and maybe provide some of these social infrastructures to young people. You know, if you're talking about the special exemption orders, that's on a cross-party basis been kind of considered to be an incredibly archaic system. So these are things that there's widespread agreement amongst both government parties and opposition that these things should be changed. it's really just a matter of the government getting on with it.
Yeah, I just wonder, is there the same demand for it? I let the younger people that are with me here give me their final take on it. Let me just read a couple of quick texts. Time and Nace had loads of levels, all different music, so Time are obviously doing it right. Someone else, nightclubs closing is stunting the amazing artists we have in Ireland and causing them to move abroad. And someone else, considering in the 2000s we had nightclubs like The Grill in Letterkenny, which hosted some of the top DJs in the world, like Pete Tong and Tall Paul. Fast forward tonight and most of the kids in the country, which is a bit hard to throw shapes in a nightclub. Different times, different needs. What do you think, Dylan? What would be ideal, the ideal scenario for you?
Well, interesting. My kind of introduction to nightclubs was in Carlow, my hometown. And the Foundry, which is our nightclub in Carlow.
A well-known one.
Yes, we have three different rooms of music. And that's something I kind of took for granted, I'll say. When I came up to Dublin, I don't know if it's space restrictions or whatever, but there's not a lot of variety when you do go on a night out. And I'd argue, you know, if you want younger people to stay out longer, you need to create a variation from pubs. You know, if people, like, they're closing at 12:30 and 2:30 on a Saturday night, is there much change there? Not really. If there's a 4-hour difference, maybe you get more people to go.
Okay, would you agree, Daniela?
Oh, absolutely. And on top of that, I would say that I think in a rural context, I would definitely look for a longer opening time. But at the same time, you know, to have that variety of music, that variety of activities for all sorts of all ages and groups, because, you know, you can only listen to so much ABBA.
Exactly. Until you need a mood change.
Personally, Gimme Gimme is my go-to song, but at the same time, you kind of need that. You need that modernization.
You're very young to be choosing that song. But
I
anyway,
love it. It's
thank
my...
you very much, Daniela Rana and Dylan Hand, for giving us your youthful insight into nightclubs. Coley Collins as well, and Robbie Kitt, thank you indeed.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.